Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, the chief business correspondent for U.S. News, the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Sounds like you and me, doesn't it, small business owners? Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell the folks how they can find you, please.
My book information is at www.rickjnewman.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And also usnews.com, right?
USnews.com/Rick Newman.
All right. Okay. You said something in a recent column that you said there's good news in the bad GDP report. As many people know by now, fourth quarter of 2012 we went negative. The growth went negative, which is one quarter on the way toward a double dip recession, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, by technical definition, if you have two quarters of a contracting economy, that is a recession. So this was a big surprise. Economists knew the economy was growing slowly, but very few were saying it was actually shrinking. But there is some interesting good news in this, Jim, and there's a lot of other data that's kind of backing this up as well. The fiscal cliff was obviously a big concern going into the start of 2013, and things actually held up better than expected. So we've seen business spending has held up better than expected. We got the jobs report a few days later, and employers are hiring. I mean, it's sort of surprising because conventional wisdom was that employers would almost just put everything on hold and just say, you know, we just are going to wait until we have more clarity out of Washington. And for the most part, they didn't do that. And we also saw the job numbers for the last 2 months prior to that, so for November and December, revised considerably higher. And, you know, these revisions happen as a little bit of time goes by, they get better dated and so forth. And, the right things are happening in the economy when you almost think they shouldn't be happening. I mean, Washington is trying really hard to wreck the economy. And you know, out on Main Street, people are kind of saying, you know, it's just time for us to get on with it and do our thing.
In 2012, one of my predictions was January 1st, 2012, was that if Romney wins the election, the economy will leap off the ground because that will make small business owners happy. They like a free market guy more than they like a community organizer. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. And the polls all show that. But if he doesn't win and if Obama wins re-election, the economy will still improve because for 4 years, small business owners have been holding back, because they did not like this guy. They don't like the way the Washington is headed. They don't like the way the country is going. And so they were holding back, hoping to get better news. But when they don't get the better news, they're finally going to say, okay, you can hold us back for 4 years, but you can't hold us back for eight. And so the economy, I predicted the economy would grow, but not to the degree that it would have.
Well, then that's what's happening. I think we give too much importance to the president, to tell you the truth, at least in terms of the economy. The most important guy in Washington with regard to the economy, you know this, Jim, it's not the president, yep. And it doesn't matter which party it is. It's, you know who I'm going to say, right?
Yep.
Federal Reserve Chairman,
Mr.
Bernanke in this
That's
case,
exactly right.
But whoever it is. And Bernanke, for better or worse, he has been saying, I'm going to keep doing these blood transfusions into the economy until this patient gets up and starts running sprints. And if the guy, you know, sprints and then runs out of gas and collapses, I'm going to get this guy on his feet. And, you know, the old saying is don't fight the Fed. And I think it's the Fed that has basically inflated the economy back to,
a lot of it, because you've still got low interest rates. Small business owners, when they still don't want to borrow money. They're still not borrowing money. But when they do, they can get it at a good rate. So we both agree that the economy's probably not going to go into a recession. It's probably going to start rebounding a little bit. You had a couple of other things that I think you identified why the economy did it what it did in the fourth quarter. two more things you didn't list. Number one was a storm, big storm, and number two was the election. I just think those two things put a damper on spending in the fourth quarter. But I want to ask you a question. How do you reconcile negative quarter GDP with a near record Dow Jones?
That's a great question. The stock market is a reflection of what investors think is going to happen in the future, right?
Yeah.
And GDP is basically a backward-looking indicator. So we just talked about Ben Bernanke. Federal Reserve policies are definitely helping push stocks upward. There's no doubt about that. And we're now getting into a point where people feel like the economy might catch on, and now people are starting to get into stocks, people who are sitting on the sidelines. And let's remember that the companies...
At the wrong time, in my opinion.
It's hard to know.
Yeah.
We'll know in a year or
why
so.
Would you get in, why would you get in when it was back to a near record?
You should have gotten in at the beginning of 2009. That was perfect, but nobody knows that. Nobody knew that at the time. But, you know, and let's remember, the big companies that make up the stock market are, their profits are very strong,
right.
And they get a lot of their revenue and profits from overseas as well. So the stock market does not necessarily
reflect
the U.S. economy.
But most of the money
economy.
that the government is printing is going to Wall Street, not to Main Street. And if they're building another bubble, that's going to create another collapse, Rick, and that's going to hurt. The smart guys on Wall Street are going to go short and get out. But you and I'm planted in the ground out here with my small business owners. We're the ones who are going to get hurt. And I wrote an article about this a while back that I'm afraid that Mr. Bernanke's loose money practices is going to ultimately hurt small business owners more than it's going to help them.
It certainly could.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rick, why aren't there any business owners on Mr. Obama's cabinet? And what happened to the Jobs Council? Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.